Chapter 7. The muted boom of the great Joseph Bell signalled the twilight hour over Redwall Abbey. Blackbirds, song thrushes, and the last larks descending warbled their final melodies to the closing day. Abbess Vale was about to knock on the gatehouse door when Faith Spinney swung it silently open. The hedgehog lady placed a paw to her mouth.
Hush! Little Dumble is sleeping here tonight. I've just put him down in the spare bed. Let's take a stroll round the orchard. We can talk in peace there.
Latching the door carefully, Faith sighed in relief.
My spikes! I don't know which is the worser, grown hedgehogs or baby dormice. My old Tut and Dumble been a-playing together. You should have seen them both larking and sporting about. They're a right couple of pawfuls, and no mistake. Played themselves to a standstill, they did. My Tut fell fast asleep in the rocking chair, and Dumble curled up on the floor. They's both sleeping now, bless 'em.
The grass beneath them was still warm from the summer sun as they strolled paw in paw toward the pond. The abbess sniffed the air, peering at the sky.
The weather should be fine tomorrow for our name day, Faith. How are the preparations going?
Everything is done to a turn, Vale. Don't you fret yourself. My Tud's been helping Burly Moll bring up the finest of drinks from the cellars. Strawberry cordial, new cider, dandelion and burdock, damson wine, and the finest barrel of October ale tasted in 10 seasons. Tud and Burly should know they've been a-tasting it enough today. Now, I don't mind saying, young Samkin and a ruler have been a regular pair of good beasts, helping Friar Bellows out with the bacon and cooking like they were born in a kitchen.
The abbess raised her eyebrows.
It's nice to hear a creature with a good word to say for those two. I take it you've forgiven them for the bow and arrow incident?
Bless their hearts, yes.
Faith chuckled.
Younguns are only young once, more's the pity. They're both nice little wags, so they are. They don't mean a body any real harm.
Abbess Vale watched the trout flap its tail on the surface, setting up ripples over the still pond water.
What's your opinion of those two stoots? Can we trust them to behave properly?
Oh, you mean Dingai and Thora? They're just a silly old pair of stoats. I wouldn't worry about them, Vale.
The abbess steered her friend around the pond edge.
I hope you're right, Faith.
A lantern was lit in the first floor dormitory. Brother Hollyberry, Sister Nasturtium, and Thrug Ann, the otter, sat together on the side of a bed. Grouped around them on the floor, the young ones sat, wrapped in their blankets, eating thick slices of new abbey bread, spread with cornflour butter and elderberry jam, and sipping from beakers of hot dandelion cordial. Samkin and Arula had brought the two stoats with them.
Ah, this jam's lovely,
Thura commented.
I could eat 10 of these easily.
Arula held up a paw.
There be a storytelling. Ush now.
Thura took a sip of hot cordial and scorched his tongue.
Youch! That's hot, Mucky. What's a storytelling?
Dingai flicked him on the end of his nose.
Shut up, Battlebrain. It's a story. I like stories.
Brother Hollyberry leaned forward, scanning the eager young faces as he drew out his voice in a deep whisper.
Who wants a story?
The young ones giggled and hugged each other excitedly. They elongated their voices as they chanted back.